This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Well, we use them every day, some more than others. I'm referring to words. We use words all the time. Now, some people love words because words have that amazing ability to communicate all sorts of things. Knowledge, to inspire actions, to calm the fearful, to encourage people who are depressed, to express anger and to display beauty with words that actually paint a picture. Now, a good storyteller actually uses his voice to draw an image in your mind that's more real than what a filmmaker puts on the movie screen. So I'm saying today that words are really powerful and beautiful because they contain so much of life itself. Now, think about this with me for a minute. Our words, they can be filled with love and joy and happiness and blessing, or they can be filled with other things like sarcasm and unbelief, or all kinds of negativity and even, of course, hate. Have you ever spoken in a moment of hate or rage? Words, they can curse or bless, they can encourage and bring life. And actually, I'd go so far as to say that words can discourage and bring death, and the words that you hear linger with you. For example, if you have words with your wife, they might be really stinging, hurtful words that you speak to your wife, or the children as they leave the house in the morning, that can rob them of a sense of well-being during the day. But on the other hand, words that are loving and tender can actually be a great encouragement. Now, I like the advice that's given in the Bible about words. And it says in Proverbs 18, verse 20, people will be rewarded for what they say. They will be rewarded by how they speak. What they say can mean life or death. Those who speak with care will be rewarded. That's God's word from Proverbs 18, 20. And it's amazing how God's word seems to speak, doesn't it? Get to the heart of things. And I sense that taming the tongue, that's critical for good relationships. Have a read sometimes of James chapter 3, and you'll see the first 12 verses, for example. If anyone can control his tongue, James says, it proves that he has perfect control over himself in every way. We can make a large horse turn round and go wherever we want to by means of a small bit in his mouth. A tiny rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot wants it to go. And even though the winds are strong, so the tongue is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do. A great forest can be set on fire by one spark, and the tongue is a flame of fire, full of wickedness, and poisons every part of the body. And the tongue is set on fire by hell itself, and can turn our whole lives into a blazing flame of destruction and disaster. They're strong words, aren't they? I'm reading from James 3. And it goes on to say that sometimes the tongue praises our Heavenly Father, and sometimes it breaks into curses against men who are made like God. And so, blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. There it is, from James 3. So, what comes out of the mouth, the words, has the power to make life good or miserable. So, how you actually control your tongue is critical to your own well-being as a Christian, and I think it's wise to take notice of the Word of God. Now, strangely enough, the first step to taming the tongue is not to use it. And because James 1:19 says, don't ever forget that it's best to listen much, speak little, and not become angry. So that really says to me the best way to gain control of your tongue is to listen more than you talk. Dale Carnegie, you might remember him. He wrote the bestseller, How to Win Friends and Influence People. He once said that you can make more friends in 2 weeks by becoming a good listener than you can in 2 years in trying to get people interested in you. Now, that's a fairly interesting comment. The reality, of course, is we don't listen very well. I think many people listen only so they can talk and interrupt. We're not really listening to what the other person... We're waiting for that pause, you know, when we can speak ourselves. Think about an argument where two people talk and no one is listening at all. So there it is, the idea of words. Sometimes the words can get into all sorts of trouble, and we do need to watch that. Well, Lord, we know that you speak words of encouragement. Lord, when we're discouraged, you speak words of forgiveness when we've sinned, and you speak words of satisfaction when we're looking for a new beginning and a new meaning. Help us, Lord, to be careful in the area of our words, I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.